morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Last year, Oklahoma experienced devastating wildfires.
22 Oklahoma counties under a state of emergency because of the wildfires.
Listen to Tom Fanning, 2017 Cattleman of the Year.
I'll never forget the night of the wildfires. There were thousands and thousands of head of livestock lost, ranches destroyed, people lost everything. It was devastating. Todd Lamb came out. He visited with the ranchers and farmers and the community. He gave them hope. He gave them encouragement. He took on a leadership role. He found out what we needed, and then Todd delivered. Todd Lamb's a proven conservative leader. He's honest. He's a man of integrity and character. Todd Lamb's going to be a governor that's going to roll his sleeves up and get down to the hard work. He has a vision for the future. Todd Lamb's going to be a governor we can all count on.
Todd Lamb, a proven conservative you can trust. Todd Lamb for governor.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans for Lamb 2018.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. The announced planned opening of China's economy this week is a step in the right direction, but one senator argues more needs to be done. China's president earlier this week promised to open the country's economy further and lower import tariffs on products like cars, ships, and others. The move is seen as a primer and an attempt to defuse and start talking with the U.S. on the recent trade dispute. However, Chuck Grassley of Iowa charges that more needs to be done between the U.S. and China.
China will do anything legal or illegal, moral or immoral, or ethical or unethical to get ahead of the United States and stay ahead of the United States. And all I really want out of them, and I think it's fair because they're the second biggest economy in the world, we're the first biggest, we ought to be somewhat competitive in appreciation of each other's positions. Anything China can do in this country, we ought to be able to do in their country. That's the bottom line.
Grassley expressed his concern over President Trump's actions that may inflict harm on U.S. agriculture. He says that while Congress can step in, it's unlikely. Grassley says pro-free trade, which includes much of agriculture, must maintain keeping pressure on the administration. Listen.
Look, most of the Democrats think the president's doing the right thing. Some Republicans do. So then you get back to what we do in the meantime. And that is try to persuade the president to be cautious as he approaches it. And I think that we got some time to do that. And hopefully China will come around and help us with this process so none of this stuff goes ahead.
Still others caution that regardless of talks between China and the U.S. that may occur, do as China does, not as they say. In the meantime, a top Department of Agriculture official says all options are on the table when it comes to finding relief from a trade war with China for farmers. Deputy Secretary of Agriculture Steve Sinski told reporters earlier this week, USDA is looking at all of our authorities to find ways to assist farmers. Those options include buying up commodities through the Commodity Credit Corporation. The comments by Sinski confirm Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue's comments from last week, alluding to USDA having something in the works to shield farmers from a trade war. However, Perdue has not announced any details to what that may be. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump this week said, "We'll make it up to them," referring to the risks that farmers face in a trade dispute with China. Trump claimed that farmers will be better off than they ever were, but offered a vague timeline of when that help may arrive for farmers and ranchers. You got farm news on Ron.
It's the Choctaw County Land and Cattle Company Bull and Female Sale, Saturday, April 14th, 1 o'clock at the ranch in Boswell, Oklahoma. Featuring 70 18-month-old Angus and Sim-Angus bulls, 10 yearling bulls, 35 registered Angus and Sim-Angus fall-bred heifers, and 10 spring pairs. For more information and a sale book, call Cindy Wayman, 918-244-8430. That's 918-244-8430. Choctaw County Land and Cattle Company Bull and Female Sale, 1 o'clock, Saturday, April 14th.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.